Hi, I'm D'Angelo, host of Talk Show, here with our eighth podcast, Just Wondering Who Gives Two Raggedy Dried Shits About Another Hot Air Filled Verbose Self-Serving Trump Deal Exploiting Europe, especially after having a national economy torpedoed by inept asshats, deficit-increasing big beautiful bill, not to mention the ingenious contribution this soggy brain Muppet's tariff obsession done to our cost of living. Coffee interchat. As usual, an attempt by this fraud to bluff, gaslight, and distract away from any attention focused on just how much trauma his toxic leadership has caused folk he swore oaths to protect, and sacred privileges guaranteeing inalienable rights he would have fought hard to uphold for, if well not for, bone spurs. Americans now finna damn near suffocate, holding their breath, still waiting on multi-billions of dollars, a new Boeing plane, and a partridge in a pear tree, a previous Bahrain deal promised. And while we're at it, can whatever Epstein list got folk making a bigger fuss about and more noise for than many of their livable wages also please be placed in the collection plate? I mean, it's got to be worth at least a few thimbles of snake oil, probably conjured up in the same tacky, gauche, chintzy-looking Mar-a-Lago bathrooms where, next to toilets, that sad, sloppy, struggling, swollen-ankled global threat held invaluable, stolen, confidential, top-secret documents hostage. As many bankruptcies a proven fraud like Trump has wanna gaslight us all into taking his word on BLS as if anyone needed Erica to say, or folk might be too stupid to see how it wasn't Doge's failure, big beautiful bills deficit increase, and tariffs decimating back to school or Christmas shopping ain't the real reason an abysmal report only job created last month went to Jeanine Pirro. I mean, come on. How long will this tantrum-throwing toddler incompetence be allowed to get away insulting intelligence at the expense of so many futures? Shake my head. Not to mention how parasitic it is any organized religion today with the audacity to guilt and grift out the brainwash enough money to build in this tariff-laden economy a potter's house like the Mormon's tabernacle of slithering. Until the golden rule becomes as natural as taking for Xenu and friends, that some of the money go fund livable wages as membership incentives, leaving their flocks of indoctrinated sheep with at least something to show for putting blind faith into their quote-unquote shepherds, or rename the parasitic, hateful, hypocritical Project Esther to Project Shantae Moore for her profound examples showing what happens when divine graciously contributes precious gifts to a fragile, sacred economy, intrepid democracy that bring together and truly become a unanimous benefit to all. Sometimes I pray.